This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2020 and to day 141 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis. Christ is risen, and today is May 21. Our readings today will be from 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 34, through chapter 8, verse 40, Psalm 114, Proverbs chapter 24, verses 35 through 39, and John chapter 6, verses 51 through 71. We are continuing looking at the descendants of the sons of Jacob today from 1 Chronicles. Let's begin.
1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 34 through chapter 8, 40. But Aaron and his sons offered sacrifices on the altar of whole burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place and to make atonement for Israel, according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. Now these are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishua his son, Buki his son, Uzi his son, Zerahiah his son, Merioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, and Ahimaaz his son. Now these are their dwelling places throughout their settlements and their territory, for they were given by lot to the sons of Aaron of the family of Kohathites. They gave them Hebron in the land of Judah with its surrounding common lands, but the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh. And to the sons of Aaron they gave one of the cities of refuge, Hebron and Libnah with its common lands, and Jatir and Eshtemoah with its common lands, Helen with its common lands, Deber with its common lands, Ashan with its common lands, and Beth Shemesh with its common lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with its common lands, Elameth with its common lands, and Anathoth with its common lands. All their cities among their families were 13. To the rest of the family of the tribe of the Kohathites, they were given by lot 10 cities from half the tribe of Manasseh. And to the sons of Gershon, throughout their families, they gave 13 cities from the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. To the sons of Merari, throughout their families, they gave 12 cities from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Gad, and from the tribe of Zebulun. So the children of Israel gave these cities with their common lands to the Levites. And they gave by lot from the tribe of the children of Judah, from the tribe of the children of Simeon, and from the tribe of the children of Benjamin, these cities, which are called by their names. Now some of the families of the sons of Kohath were given cities as their territory from the tribe of Ephraim. And they gave them one of the cities of refuge, Shechem, with its common lands in the mountains of Ephraim, also Gezer with its common lands, Jokmeam with its common lands, Beth Horon with its common lands, Aijalon with its common lands, and Gath Rimon with its common lands. And from the half tribe of Manasseh, Aner with its common lands, and Bileam with its common lands, for the rest of the family of the sons of Kohath. From the family of the half tribe of Manasseh, the sons of Gershon were given Golan and Bashan with its common lands, and Ashtaroth with its common lands. And from the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh with its common lands, Deberith with its common lands, Ramoth with its common lands, and Anem with its common lands. And from the tribe of Asher, Mashal with its common lands, Abdon with its common lands, Hukok with its common lands, and Rehob with its common lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with its common lands, Haman with its common lands, and Kirjathaim with its common lands. From the tribe of Zebulun, the rest of the children of Merari were given Rimon with its common lands, and Tabor with its common lands. and on the other side of the Jordan, across from Jericho on the east side of the Jordan, they were given from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness with its common lands, Jazah with its common lands, Kedemoth with its common lands, and Mephath with its common lands. And from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with its common lands, Mahanaim with its common lands, Heshbon with its common lands, and Jazer with its common lands. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, four in all. The sons of Tola were Uzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jahmei, Jibsam, and Shemuel, heads of the houses of their fathers. Strong in power, their number in the days of David was 22,600, according to their generations. The son of Uzi was Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chief men. And with them by their generations, according to the houses of their fathers, were 36,000 troops ready for war, for they had many wives and sons. Now their brethren among all the families of Issachar were mighty men of valor, listed by their genealogies. They were 87,000 in all. The sons of Benjamin were Bela, Becher, and Jediael, three in all. The sons of Bela were Ezbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, five in all. They were heads of houses of families, influential men, and their number was 22,034. The sons of Becher were Zemira, Joash, Eliezer, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Elameth. All these were the sons of Becher. As heads of the houses of their fathers, men of influence, they numbered 20,200, according to their generations. The sons of Jediael were Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Chenana, Zethan, Tharshish, and Ahishahar. All these sons of Jediael were heads of the houses of their fathers' houses. There were 17,200 men, strong in strength, fit to go out for war and battle. Shupim and Hupim were the sons of Ir. Hushim was the son of Aher. The sons of Naphtali were Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalum, the sons of Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh, his Syrian concubine, bore him Machir, the father of Gilead, the father of Asriel. Machir took as his wife the sister of Hupim and Shupim, whose name was Maacah. The name of Gilead's grandson was Zelophehad, but Zelophehad begot only daughters. Maacah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh. The name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakam. The son of Ulam was Bedan. These were the descendants of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister, Hamolecheth, bore Ishhod, Abiezer, and Mahla. The sons of Shemida were Ahian, Shechem, Likhi, and Aniam. The sons of Ephraim were Shuthalah, Bered his son, Tahath his son, Eladah his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, Shuthalah his son, and Ezer and Iliad. The men of Gath, who were born in that land, killed them, because they came down to take away their cattle. Then Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went in to his wife, she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Beriah, because tragedy had come upon his house. And for those who remained, he also built lower and upper Beth Horon. And the son of Uzin was Shirah, and Repha was his son, as well as Resheph, and Tilah his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Now their possessions and dwelling places were Bethel and its towns, to the east of Naran, to the west Gezer and its towns, and Shechem and its towns, as far as Ayah and its towns. And by the borders of the children of Manasseh were Beth Shean and its towns, Tanakh and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph, the son of Israel. The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah were Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Birzeith. And Heber begot Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet were Pasach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were the children of Japhlet. The sons of Shemer were Ahi, Rogah, Jehubah, and Aram. And the sons of his brother Helam were Zophah, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophah were Sua, Harnepher, Shual, Beri, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Jithran, and Bera. The sons of Jether were Jephunah, Pispah, and Ara. The sons of Ula were Arah, Haniel, and Riziah. All these were the children of Asher, heads of the households of their fathers' houses, choice men, strong in strength, and chief leaders. They were recorded by generations among the army, fit for battle. Their number was 26,000. Now Benjamin begot Bela his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third, Nohah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. The sons of Bela were Ada, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shafufan, and Huram. These are the sons of Ehud, who were the heads of the houses of their fathers, of the inhabitants of Geba, they who forced them to move to Manahath, Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, who forced them to move. He begot Uzzah and Ahihud. Also, Shaharaim had children in the country of Moab, after he had sent away Hushim and Bara, his wives. By Hodesh, his wife, he begot Jobab, Zabiah, Mesha, Malcolm, Jeuz, Sakia, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of their father's houses. And by Hushim he begot Abitub and Elpal. The sons of Elpal were Eber, Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its towns, and Berea and Shema, who were heads of their father's houses of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who drove out the inhabitants of Gath, Ahio, Shashak, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ispah, and Joha were the sons of Berea. Zebediah, Meshulam, Hezki, Heber, Ishmerai, Jizliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpal. Jakim, Zikri, Zabdi, Elianei, Zilathai, Eliel, Adea, Berea, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimi. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Antothijah, Ifdiah, and Penuel were the sons of Shashak, Shemsherai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jarashiah, Elijah, and Zikri were the sons of Jeroham. These were heads of the houses of their fathers by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. Now the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Makkah, dwelt at Gibeon. And his firstborn son was Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gidor, Ahio, Zechar, and Mikloth, who begot Shemiah. They also dwelt alongside their relatives in Jerusalem with their brethren. Ner begot Kish, Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, Melchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal begot Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jehoada. Jehoada begot Alameth, Esmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Moza. Moza begot Biniah, Repha his son, Eliasa his son, and Azel his son. Azel had six sons whose names were these: Azrikam, Bosherub, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. And the sons of Ishak his brother were Ulam his firstborn, Jeush the second, and Eliphelet the third. The sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. These were all sons of Benjamin. Psalm 114. I have loved because the Lord shall hear the voice of my supplication. For he inclined his ear to me, and in my days I shall call upon him. The pains of death surrounded me, the dangers of Hades found me. I found affliction and grief. Then I called upon the Lord's name, O Lord, save my soul. The Lord is merciful and righteous, and our God has mercy. The Lord is he who watches over children. I was humbled, and he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, because the Lord showed you kindness. For he delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from slipping. I shall be well-pleasing before the Lord in the land of the living. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 35 to 39. A man without discernment is like a field, and a man in need of discernment is like a vineyard. If you leave it alone, it will remain dry and barren, altogether covered with grass and forsaken, and its stone walls will be razed to the ground. Afterward, I repented. I observed that I might choose instruction. I doze a little, and I sleep a little, and I fold my arms across my chest a little. If you do this, your poverty shall go before you, and want like a strong runner. John chapter 6, verses 51 through 71. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. These things he said in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is a hard saying. Who can understand it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, Does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who would betray him. And he said, Therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, Do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, Did I not choose you, the 12? And one of you is a devil. He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he who would betray him, being one of the 12.
Jesus continues with the theme of the bread of life. He is the bread of life. He's not like the manna that God sent to those wandering in the wilderness for 40 years to sustain the people on the way to the promised land. They ate that bread, but it was only for earthly sustenance. Eating the bread of life sustains you for eternity. This confused many of the people of Jesus' day, as well as many people today. The scriptures say that many disciples stopped following Jesus when he told them that they must partake of his body and blood to have true life, eternal life. Even today, there are many who stay away from the historic Orthodox Church because we teach the same thing. But from the early days of Christianity until today, the Church has always understood the bread and wine of communion during the Divine Liturgy to be truly the body and blood of Christ in a mystical way. We truly partake of Christ. He dwells within us. And when we prepare to receive communion, we fast from midnight before. Now, most of us have not received communion in a while because our churches haven't been open. There should be an added hunger because we've been away from the Eucharist for a while. This can be a good thing, helping us to realize how much we need the Lord's body and blood. This is what St. John of Kronstadt said about being hungry before communion. If you experience a feeling of hunger or thirst and wish to eat and drink, think of the hunger or thirst of the soul, which, if you do not satisfy, your soul may die from hunger, crushed by the passions, weakened and exhausted. And in satisfying your bodily hunger, do not forget to appease above all and before all your spiritual hunger by conversing with God, by heartfelt repentance for your sins, by reading the story and precepts of the gospel, and especially by the communion of the divine mysteries of the body and blood of Christ. Christ is risen. With God's help, we will be together again tomorrow. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.